They've been a Front Street staple for the last 3 years, but Beauty Salon Aesthetics by Alyssa finally had their grand opening on Friday morning. "It's such a surreal feeling," owner Alyssa Rapitoni tells Thorold today. "It just feels really good. It feels nice to officially have it announced because we have been waiting for so long." Rapitoni started her business 6 years ago. "I started working when I was 16 for a company called Carol Baker Visage," Rapitoni says. "I started to do training with them and it was just always a passion of mine. As I continued to work there I did my schooling and I always knew that I wanted to own a business one day. When I was 26 I made the leap and started Aesthetics by Alyssa." At first, Rapitoni rented space from Vanity Hair Salon on Front Street, but 3 years ago she moved into her own space next door. "We kind of waited for this unit to become available," she says. December 2019, we opened up our doors and then we had to close due to COVID in March of 2020. "It was very disheartening to almost immediately have to shut down after opening," says Rapitoni. "It was obviously really sad, but we just tried to make a positive out of it," she says. "I just delivered products, I did online tutorials, and just found it was all about staying current and keeping in touch with your clients. We honestly came out on the other side. We are so lucky because our clients have been so supportive." Aesthetics by Alyssa offers treatments ranging from facial waxing to lash extensions, facials, makeup artistry, microblading, Botox and fillers, as well as teeth whitening. "It's very broad," Rapitoni says. "We do everything basically for your face." Rapitoni's business has been steadily growing in the last 3 years and now she is about to launch a makeup line for the holidays. "It's going to be called Adore by Alyssa," she says. "I'm really excited about that because I've been a makeup artist for 15 years now and it's been kind of a dream of mine to have my own makeup line." Several city and regional officials came out to the ribbon-cutting ceremony on Friday morning. The chair of the Thorold BIA Sergio Carpino, regional councillor Tim Whalen, and the chair of the Niagara Board of Trade and Commerce, NBOTAC, Mark Kawabi were all present. Mayor Terry Ugolini gave a speech in which he had nothing but praise for Rapitoni and her business. "Look at all the employees here," he said. "This is just one business in Thorold. Then you really understand why small businesses are the backbone of the community."